Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
President of the United States?
Well, if the president job was taken, I'd settle for being governor.
Fine. How about you, Richard?
When I grow up, I want to be a monster.
A monster?
Yeah, like in the movies and TV. Monsters make a lot of money.
Well, suppose we just make that actor.
Thank you, Miss Landers.
Now... Oh, we haven't heard from Harry yet. Harry, what would you like to be when you grow up?
I've been thinking.
Well, that's a good start.
I want to be a brain surgeon.
Thank you, Harry. Now, Beaver...
Well, I think I'll be a writer.
Oh, well, that's a marvelous choice, Beaver. How did you decide on that?
Well, on account of be a writer, you don't have to go to school and know nothing.
Know anything, Beaver.
Yes, Miss Landers.
And I'm afraid you're wrong, Beaver. You do have to go to school, and you do have to know something.
Yeah, but mostly just make up new adventures and junk and write them down. And I like making up adventures and junk, so I guess I'll be a writer.
Fine, Beaver. Now, Penny,
I'd like to be a nurse and ease suffering and help humanity and marry a rich doctor.
Thank you, Penny.
Rich wants to be a monster and Harry wants to be a doctor and Penny wants to be a nurse. And Andy Bennett wants to be a milkman so he can drive a car standing up.
Beaver, those are all very worthwhile ambitions.
What'd you say you wanted to be, Beaver?
I told Miss Landers I wanted to be a writer.
A writer? Boy, Beaver, you better watch it. Buttering up your teacher like that, she's liable to get wise to you and clobber you.
I wasn't buttering her up. I really would like to be a writer.
Beaver, what made you decide to be a writer?
Well, I think it'd be neat making up stuff and getting paid for it.
Sure, Beaver. They got guys in the publishing company that fix up your grammar and spelling and stick commas in and junk. Some writers don't even have to write at all. They just holler their whole book into a machine.
Gee, Dad, that's really neat. Would you give me one of those machines so I can start being a writer?
I don't think it's quite that easy.
That's right, Beaver. I think maybe your first step should be to do what Somerset Maugham did.
Was she a writer?
With a name like that, what do you think he is? A linebacker for the Colts?
He kept a diary, Beaver, and he jotted down everything that happened in it. You know, people he met, and interesting things he did.
And then when he was ready to write, he had all that background that he could get stories from.
Gee, would you get me a diary so I could start making up junk?
Sure will, Beaver.
Well, now that we've launched you on your career, should we finish our dinner?
Well, okay, Mom.
Yeah. Better watch it there, Somerset. You're slopping peas all over yourself.
Hey, Wally, Dad's home. Do you think he forgot my diary?
Nah, he never forgets stuff that'll improve your mind. He just forgets good stuff.
Yeah. Hi, Dad.
Well, hello, fellas.
Beaver, there you are. One genuine imitation leather diary.
Gee, thanks a lot, Dad. Hey, it's got a lock on it. What's that for?
Well, a diary is a very personal thing, Beaver. The lock's to ensure the privacy of your thoughts. No one should read what's in there.
Not even you or Mom or Wally?
Not unless you want us to.
Boy, it sure is going to be neat having a private thing all my own. I'm going to write down everything that happens to me in here.
Yeah, I bet you go and lose the key. And then when you get to be an old man, you won't know what you did your whole life.
I will not.
Well, just the same, Beaver, I'd put the key in a safe place.
All right, Dad. What's your writing here, Wally?
Just like Dad told you. Just the stuff you do every day.
Went to school. Came back home.
Boy, that sounds like nothing.
Yeah, and 20 years from now, it's even going to sound like more nothing.
Yeah. Well, didn't you do anything else at school? Didn't something interesting happen?
Well, there was lunch.
Well, fine. What did you do at lunch?
Well, I ate it. Had lunch. Ate it. Tuesday. Went to school. Had lunch. Came back home. Wednesday. Went to school. Had lunch. Came back home. Thursday. Went to school. Had lunch. Saw dead cat. Came back home. Friday. Went to school. Had fight with big kid. Beat him up. He cried. Came back home. Saturday. Went downtown. Came back home.
And you haven't seen him, Mrs. Whitney? Oh, well, if he should come by there, would you please send Beaver home? Thank you. Goodbye. Did you find him?
No, I drove all over the neighborhood. There's no sign of him anywhere.
And I've called all his friends, even the ones he's not talking to.
He's played a couple of times this week, hasn't he?
Yes, but he's always had a good explanation. He's never been this late. Is that you, dear?
No, just me, Wally.
Have you found any trace of Beaver?
No, nobody's seen him. Every place I went, you'd already called.
Ward, where do you suppose he can be, and what do you suppose he's doing?
I don't know, dear. I just don't know where to turn.
Hey, how about his diary?
I just called every place I can think of.
Well, I certainly drove all over. What did you say, Wally?
I said, how about his diary?
What do you mean, how about his diary?
Well, he's been writing down everything he does in there, and if you guys took a look at it, maybe you could get a line on where he is.
Wally, Beaver's diary is a very personal thing. We wouldn't think of looking in it.
Okay, but if he runs off and becomes a beatnik, you can't say I didn't tell you.
Wally, would you mind going in and setting the table for me?
Gee, you guys don't have to get rid of me. I won't squeal or anything.
Wally.
Yes, sir.
June, we just can't read Beaver's diary.
What is the only thing that's left to do? If we find out what he's been doing, maybe it'll help us find him.
But it's such a sneaky thing to do.
Oh, Ward, we're his parents. Well, we owe it to him to be sneaky once in a while.
All right. Wally, we're going upstairs a minute.
Okay. It's under his mattress. I'll make a noise if he comes in.
Thank you, Wally. Locked.
Wally!
He keeps the key around his neck on a string.
He keeps the key on a string.
I heard.
What are we gonna do?
Well, we've gone this far. Went to school, had lunch, saw dead cat, came home. Went fishing, caught fish, ate it raw, got sick, came home.
Ate it raw fish?
Went to State Street Bridge. Did handstand on railing. Policeman came, ran home.
What a dangerous thing to do.
Got a ride on a truck to Bellport. Begged food from nice lady, hitchhiked home.
Saturday, well, that was the day he said he went to the movies with Gilbert. But why all of a sudden would he be doing all these dangerous things?
Well, I gave him a diary and told him to write interesting things in it, so I guess he just started going out and doing things so I'd have something to write. Listen to this.
Dad, the Beaver's getting out of a car out front.
Is the Beaver all right?
Well, it's Fred Rutherford's car. He must have found Beaver somewhere.
Boy, Beaver, are you gonna get it?
How come?
Because it's after 7 o'clock.
How'd he get that late all of a sudden?
Beaver! Where have you been?
And what have you been up to today?
Well, I haven't been up to anything. Well, I found Mr. Rutherford's dog over by Metzger's Field, so I took it over to his house. And then he said if I waited a while, he'd drive me home. So I waited a while, and I ate some leftover desserts, and then he drove me home. Well, what's supper?
Beaver, look, your father and I...
June, why don't you go on up and get washed, son? Supper will be ready right away.
Okay, Dad.
About all those terrible things we read about.
Because we're not supposed to know about those terrible things, dear.
We'll have to do something, though.
All right. Wally, don't you say anything.
Oh, gee, Dad, I wouldn't tell him to break his heart. He trusts you and Mom.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Fred. We were just a little worried. All right, goodbye. Well, Beaver did find Fred's dog and take him home.
Well, that's all right for tonight. But what about the other nights? Doing handstands on bridges and hitchhiking.
Well, I guess I used to do a lot of crazy things my parents never found out about.
But we did find out about these, and we've got to do something.
Well, June, I can't just go up there and say, son, I know everything you've been doing because I picked the lock on your diary.
Maybe you could have a little talk with him and you'd get him to tell you what he's been doing. He always could when he was little.
Yeah, I know, but he's getting smart enough now to be suspicious of me.
Well, I think you'd better make an effort. It's the father's job to straighten out things like this.
Why does everything unpleasant and miserable always turn out to be the father's job? All right.
Hey, what are you writing in there?
I'm writing today's adventures I had.
Was it take you all that time just to tell how you found a dog?
Look, I've been writing 20 minutes and I haven't even found a dog yet. Just a minute. Come in.
Oh, hello, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Say, Wally, would you excuse me? I'd like to talk to the Beaver for a few minutes.
Sure, Dad. I wasn't doing anything. I was just reading a book for English.
Did you want something, Dad?
Oh, no. I just thought I'd drop up and have a little chat with you.
Oh. Are you going to yell at me for finding a dog?
No, of course not. Although, when you saw it was so late, I do think you should have called.
Well, I was going to call, but then I figured, well, I'd get yelled at when I get home, so why call up and get yelled at twice for the same thing?
Oh, I see. Well, son, tell me, how are things going at school?
Well, okay, I guess.
How are all your little friends?
Okay, I guess.
Well, that's fine. Oh, say, how's the writing career coming along?
I guess that's okay, too.
I suppose you're finding a lot of interesting things to write in your diary every day, huh?
Yeah, oh, sure, Dad.
Say, would you like to have me take a look at what you've written and, you know, just sort of let you know how you're coming along?
Gee, Dad, you said a diary was private. Nobody should ever read it but me.
Oh, yes, yes, but I just thought you might want me to read it.
thanks, Dad.
Say, Beav, you know one thing about being a writer? It's good to have experiences, but you don't actually have to do everything before you write about it. You know, for example, suppose you were going to write a story about a whaling ship. That wouldn't mean you'd have to go out and harpoon a whale.
Yeah, I guess not, Dad. But I don't think I'm going to be a whale writer anyways.
Joan?
Ward? Ward?
Joan?
Where were you?
Well, out in the hall.
Oh, didn't you hear me call you?
Sure, but when I came in, you were gone.
Well, I'm glad you're home anyway.
Oh?
You're going to have to speak to the Beaver tonight.
What about?
Something I read in his diary.
You were looking at his diary again?
Well, I was turning the mattresses, and I guess I turned a few pages.
Dear, don't you think we're getting awfully sneaky?
Well, now look, dear. If Beaver were going to run away and he had a road map, we'd look at the places he had checked, now wouldn't we?
Yeah, I suppose so. It'd be for his own good.
Well, of course. And if anything happened to him, if he got hurt or anything, we'd just never forgive ourselves. And anyway...
I think we've justified ourselves enough. What was in the diary?
Well, he and Whitey took a shortcut home from school yesterday. Do you know that those two boys paddled an old raft across Miller's Pond?
Miller's Pond? Well, that water's ice cold and it's 20 feet deep.
Yes, and I think they did it again today. When Beaver came home, his shoes were all wet, and I couldn't get a satisfactory answer.
Well, I certainly will speak to him. I think this has come to the point where his safety is a whole lot more important than his privacy.
Hi, Dad. Hi. I didn't do anything.
Why do you say that?
Well, I don't know, but you got that look on your face like somebody did something.
Wally, what are you looking for?
Oh, I was just looking for a knife to sharpen my pencil.
Well, you got a pencil sharpener in your closet. Why don't you use that?
Well, Beaver tried to put a point on a licorice stick last week and gummed it all up.
Well, hi, Beav.
Hi, Dad.
What you doing there?
Oh, I'm just drying my feet.
Oh, got your feet a little wet today, huh?
Yes, sir.
Beaver, you put your foot right through that sock.
Well, it doesn't matter, Dad. When I get my shoe on, it won't show.
Well, you put another pair of socks on. Later. No, I want to talk to you.
So if I dry my other foot while you talk to me?
Beaver, you know your mother and I love you very much. And naturally, we want to keep you from hurting yourself in any way.
Yes, sure, Dad.
So if we find out you're doing something really dangerous, it's our duty to put a stop to it.
Yeah, I know it's your duty to pick on me.
Well, I wish you wouldn't put it that way, Beaver. But, son, you have been doing certain things that we just can't let you go on doing.
Did you find out I put the licorice stick in the pencil sharpener?
No, Beaver. Now, I'm talking about things that are really dangerous, like doing handstands on the bridge, or hitchhiking on trucks, or floating rafts on Miller's Pond.
Gee, Dad, how'd you find out I was doing all that stuff?
Well, I... Your mother and I read your diary, Beaver.
But, gee, Dad, you said it was personal and private, and nobody should ever read it except me.
Yes, I know I said that. But the other night when you didn't come home, we were terribly worried. We didn't know where you were, so we thought we might find some sort of clue in your diary.
But how'd you open it? Well, I got the key around my neck.
I sort of pried it open.
Wow.
I guess that does sort of upset you to think I'd do a thing like that, doesn't it?
Oh, gee, no, Dad. I don't think there's another kid in my whole class whose father knows how to pick a lock.
Oh. Yeah. Well, anyway, Beaver, the point is we were placed in a position where we had to read your diary.
Oh.
Now, look, son, you could have fallen off that bridge, or you could have been hurt hitchhiking, or you could have drowned in Miller's Pond. Now, we just can't let you go on doing things like that.
Dad, could I say something?
I don't know anything you could say, Beaver, that would make these things any less serious.
Except I didn't do any of those things.
You didn't do them?
Uh-uh. I was going to be a writer, and all the real stuff I was doing sounded creepy. So I just made up a whole lot of junk, so that when I started writing books, I wouldn't be writing a whole lot of dumb books.
Yeah, well, Beaver, you've put me in sort of an embarrassing position here.
Gee, Dad, I didn't know a kid could do that to his father. How can you believe they'd do a whole bunch of wild stuff like that?
Well, Beaver, I guess I made the same mistake a lot of parents do. I didn't give you the benefit of the doubt. I was too ready to believe you'd do something wrong.
That's okay, Dad. But do you think that Somerset Maugham guy, do you think his father ever looked in his diary and thought he was doing bad stuff?
Beaver, I'd like to believe that he did, because right now it'd make me feel a whole lot better.
Dad, do you want to know how I really got my feet wet today?
No, son. I'm not the least bit curious. But don't do it again.
Well, boys and girls, a couple of weeks ago, we all wrote down what our favorite occupation was. Now, today, I think it would be nice if we'd write a little essay on our future career. Now, at the top of your paper, put the occupation, then your name, the date.
Miss Landers?
Yes, Richard?
Can I be a lawyer instead of a monster?
Fine. What made you change?
Well, I've been watching television, and there's more lawyers than there are monsters.
All right, Richard. Yes, Penny?
I still want to be a nurse and save suffering humanity and marry a rich doctor.
That's fine, Penny. Beaver, I hope you still plan on being a writer.
Yes, Miss Landers. You get yelled at a lot for things you didn't do. But I guess I'll be a writer anyways.
Next on TV Land, it's Mr. Ed, a show that dispelled the once popular notion that a talking horse couldn't carry a sitcom. Sadly, when Mr. Ed tried to make the crossover to drama with Dr. Ed, M.D., audiences scoffed, finding that show just plain silly. Stay tuned for Mr. Ed in his more widely accepted role. Next.